That Bill 101 please come to order. Present are myself, Senator Pierce, along with Speaker Porter, Representative Mulder, Representative Berkowitz, and Senator Elton. Senator Pete Kelly should be joining us fairly quickly. We have before us a work draft. It's a C draft by Mr. Udomo, dated 1/14/2000, which is the work draft for the third conference committee. Could we have a motion to adopt that as a working draft?
So moved, Madam President.
There's a motion to adopt the C version. Is anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition, we have before us a CS for Senate Bill 101, which would be the third conference committee CS. Could we please have Mary Gore come to the table? Not to explain the whole history, because that would take us a year, but to explain what was inadvertently left out of the second conference committee report.
Thank you, Madam President. If you turn to page 3 of the bill, which is flagged in your packet, section B was inadvertently in the second conference committee. The bill was section B was a lot longer, and at the request of the House committee members that were on the second conference committee, we were told that the bill would not pass on the House floor unless the entire section B was deleted. In that section B was this language that we are adding back in. You would be required to come back into session anytime a disaster was declared, which is different from what you currently have the option of doing. The Speaker and the President have the option of writing a note to the Governor and saying that you didn't believe a special session was required at the time. So this basically puts that language back in so that you wouldn't have to come back to special session each time a disaster was declared.
Are there any questions for Mary?
Yeah, just on that point. Thank you much, Madam President. The section B in one of the earlier versions required the presiding officers to poll the members. I recall some discussion about why that was a problem, but if you could refresh me.
I think it was more timing. I can't remember, to be honest with you. The only reason I am here on this bill was because I was the staff to the second conference committee and realized what was deleted out. As far as the polling, maybe Senator Pierce or Senator Elton would remember, because that was put in on the Senate side.
Put in or taken out?
It was originally passed as the language on the Senate side. That was one of the reasons I think that it was pulled out on the House. I think that's one of the reasons why it failed. The first conference committee report failed on the House floor was because it was put back in to the first conference committee report.
This one is the version. Right. Madam President?
Yes.
I mean, one of the problems I see is that with it, as opposed to where we are in the version in front of us, is that it requires sort of some substantive discussion of not of whether to come into special session, but about the merits of a financing plan. And I can see that could be problematic, but I do like the idea of polling the members to see whether special sessions should occur.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you my cell number.
Consistency is the mark of a small man.
Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This passed the House 40-0 in the version that is in front of us, sans the one section that I would hope everybody would agree was an oversight to omit. With that in mind, I'm finding concern about the bill now rather strange.
Senator Elton.
I understand what Representative Porter is saying, and I do believe that it is important that we address this discrete part of the bill, but I don't want anybody on the conference committee to operate under the illusion that I don't have problems with other sections of the bill. That once it does get back to the floor, I don't think this is a complete fix.
Complete fix for what?
For how we define a disaster.
Okay. But the question, I guess, that Representative Berkowitz has brought up is why is there not in the section B, we now just say that the presiding officers shall agree or disagree, would have to agree that we should not have a special session and then advise the governor. I would assume that inherent in that is the responsibility of those presiding officers to check with their members and see what the thought is of the members of that particular house. And I suspect, frankly, that that always takes place anyway. But the question that appears to be before us is whether or not we should have in statute that the presiding officer has to do a poll of the members. Is that correct?
Right. And I remember there's a discussion, and I just don't.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Madam President. As much as I, you know, from a practical standpoint, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to do an informal poll of as many members as they can find. I think if you look at the language that was in the Z version, it says, after polling members of the respected house of the legislature receiving a response. Well, by saying that, the implicit, you know, the implication there is that you're going to talk to every one of the members. Well, on any given day in December, November, October, September, it's difficult to find all 40 members. And you could have a real I could see you could set out a statutory problem. Now, how severe you want to make this, I don't know. But you could have set yourself up for a real statutory conflict here, because it says you have to talk to them, but if you can't find them within 5 days, you may have set up the ability to have failure or a big problem. So that's why I think simplifying it, that the presiding officers probably gets you to the point that you want to be at. Not that I don't, I mean, I agree with the concept in Z, because I think it's important to talk to the members. But I think that probably is encapsulated in B of C draft.
Speaker Porter.
Just the added irritant is that this polling has to be done in writing, and if that's the section that you're talking about, that's what was deleted, and the response received in writing.
No, it's just
whatever the disaster was is going to be quite ancient by the time that all happened.
Yeah.
Telephone. Thank you, Madam President. Telephone, telephonic, facsimile, email, other means of communication.
The Z version did have that qualifier because it had been
covered. Oh, I'm looking at MA, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was part of the problem, figuring out all the versions.
Senator Elson.
Thanks, Madam President. I can't recall. I mean, I think when the bill came to the Senate floor, I don't think anybody had a problem with the provision as it was written, because I don't recall any discussion on the Senate floor. I don't recall that there was any discussion in committee on the polling part. I guess the point I would make is that I think if the governor declares a disaster, there's nothing that would prohibit any of us from picking up the phone and calling our presiding officer and saying, I think the governor is out to lunch on this, or I agree with the governor. So I don't think anything in this prohibits any kind of discussion at a level other than the level of the presiding officers.
I think you're right. It's been my experience that the presiding officers, if it's something that has to do with appropriations, usually make the call to the finance co-chairman on both sides first, if it's and or to the sponsor of the original bill. I mean, there's kind of a mechanism you use, and you check with people before you make a decision. So I really don't think there's a problem without putting that in statute, frankly, because I think it will happen. Representative Berkowitz, were you?
Yeah, perhaps we can go around it just by acknowledging that the intent is through the efforts to communicate with membership.
That would be fair.
Yeah.
I think any presiding officer doesn't do that at great risk.
Doctor, we haven't had the opportunity to find out.
But we're looking forward to it.
Well, let us hope that we don't have emergencies that lead us to Juneau. And there's Senator Kelly. We've been joined by Senator Pete Kelly, so we do have a full committee. Senator Kelly, we have adopted the working draft by Mr. Udamal, dated 1/14/2004, a conference committee report, and we've been having discussion about whether or not we should have a statutory provision on page 3 and lines 10 through 12 that would require the presiding officers to poll all the members of each body. We have, I think, kind of decided that inherent in this language is an expectation that the presiding officers will check with their membership to see whether the members want to go into a special session or not. That certainly would be our intent, that the presiding officers don't make that decision based on their own whim. With that, is there any further discussion of the conference committee substitute? We have a motion. Senator Mulder?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the conference committee adopt or pass out CS for Senate Bill 101/C as the conference committee recommendation and pass them along to the respective bodies for approval.
Anyone opposed to moving the CS conference committee report, I should say, on to the two houses? Hearing none. Conference committee report has been adopted and moved. Is there anything else to come before us? It's hopefully the last one. We are adjourned.